it's right across the street from Haas's. And the funny part is my father, he bought them in the 80s. And they were from a camp down the lake that the guy wanted them to get taken care of, just get them gone. So my dad bought them for $1. He floated them down the lake, put it on a tractor trailer, drove the buildings, and then set them. So it's always just a little bit challenging. You know, everything's not exactly square and straight, but in the end, it's pretty neat. And then to go to the Long View, there's a lot of neat history. It's amazing how many people in Long Lake have come up to me and told me they got married there. So, you know, you run into some interesting issues, not issues, challenges, working with many different years of ownership and layers of fixes and different eras, building materials even, you know, like some of the wood isn't the same size as current wood, you know, like a 2x4 isn't the same size that it was in 1928. You know, at this point, we're at the finish point, which is fun because now everything starts to come together and, you know, you put the lighting in and the tables in and the chairs and it looks like how you thought it was going to look, hopefully. You always think you have it figured out until you get going and then you realize you don't have trash cans or nobody ordered toilet paper. But, you know, it's part of the fun. You know, you have to kind of thrive on stress if you're in a restaurant business.